Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
But right now, someone is becoming a regular. You know, it must be those TIC call letters. He does TIC TV. Now he does us with regularity. Our friend who we kid with because we like him, Jim Bergen, partner of Shipman and Goodwin. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Jim.
Good morning. Fine. Thanks.
It's good to have you. I know we're not Margot and Erica, but I hope you can deal with this. So Friday.
Far from it, yes.
Yes, far from it is exact. Friday afternoon,
jerk.
State Supreme Court, me or him?
Huh?
Me or him?
Him.
All right. State Supreme Court threw out the 1989 murder convictions of two New Milford men, Sean Henning and Ralph Birch. And I guess what stuck everybody is the way they took down Henry Lee.
Yeah.
Yeah, I just read the whole opinion because I also read the newspaper accounts of it. And I've worked closely with Justice Palmer throughout different stages of his career and with Dr. Henry Lee, who I've used as an expert in some of my cases.
Right.
And each of them are as credible as I know. There's nobody who's more credible than either of those people. And so when I studied the opinion, it appears that when you look at the footnotes and the like, it's very plain that the justice did not find that Henry Lee was intentionally misleading. And when I then read what Henry Lee did yesterday, when he describes how he had done a field test on the towel, and the field test came out bright blue. And I'm not particularly familiar with that.
What that means, yeah.
However, the paper accounts are saying, yeah, but he testified that it was the towel had a reddish color to it. And the reddish color, presumably of the blood or whatever the substance is, it has nothing to do with a field test. A field test may use a certain chemical that will alert with a different color, bright blue. So what appears to be the problem is Henry Lee recalls, and there's nothing on the record that I've seen that develops the details on this,
right,
recalls that he would have done a field test, but there's nothing in the record right now of the field test, and that may be because presumably field tests are always followed by tests at the lab.
Right.
Here, there were apparently no tests at the lab that confirmed it was blood or that said much of anything. And so what really makes this so controversial is, number one, that Dr. Henry Lee is very well reputed around the world.
Absolutely.
And number two, that the case itself is a very flimsy case, if you will, based largely, at least with respect to one of the defendants, on two jailhouse snitches, the term used for people who can say almost
right.
anything law enforcement wants as they can earn a better opportunity to get out of jail.
Yes. So
it's Dr. Henry Lee, I think, rightly gets very persnickety about his reputation that he spent 80 years earning.
Right, exactly.
When the way it's characterized in the press makes it sound as if he lied. And there's absolutely no evidence that he lied. On the other hand, we have to do justice by these particular defendants. And if the testimony is not true, which of course doesn't make it a lie, if it's not true and it isn't backed up by some test to show that it is blood, then you can't make that evidence, which is material to the jury, the basis for keeping somebody incarcerated for a couple of decades.
Jim, in this case, what happens then?
Well, it's up to the state's attorney whether they want to prosecute again.
Okay.
And that's a tough one here because
30 years.
The case just wasn't that good.
Right.
Okay.
And also, from a matter of justice and a matter of using the resources of the state, they've already done an awful lot of time.
Right.
So it wouldn't surprise me if they decided not to re-prosecute it or if they negotiated some deal of time served. I mean, there's a lot of things that can still happen, but the ball's currently in the state's court.
Is this unusual to have a case like this taken apart 30 years later? And we need we're short on time, so if you could just give me a quick answer.
No, it's not unusual. The thing is that the system requires first going up on a direct appeal, and you can't get into effective assistance of counsel until that is totally run out. Now you got to go back to the beginning, bring in new evidence, that's what happened here.
Well, even finding witnesses, it's going to be tougher than hell to do. And these guys were living in their car, from what I understand.
The witnesses just were not that strong anyway, so it's a tough case.
Thanks, Jim. We appreciate it.
We'll get you back on the Doulas case soon, okay?
All righty.
Thank you.
Because there are developments there, too.
Yep.
It's 7:56.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.